The Donald versus Martha. It's war. And then we have another instance, if I could find the page. Donald and Martha at war. Okay. What's going on?
Well, look, first of all, I like Martha, and I know you like her. I've watched her on your show many times, and she's terrific. But, you know, NBC did something because of the success and the tremendous ratings of The Apprentice. They said, you know, let's do a second one. We'll put Martha on. And it sounded like a good idea. As you know, I was never in favor of it. I never liked the
idea. I thought you were.
No, I promoted it. I helped her. But I was never in favor. I never liked it. You know, selfishly, I never liked it because, frankly, I thought it was going to work. And I didn't.
So the promos.
I'm not sure if I wanted it to work.
The promos weren't in your heart.
No, probably not in my heart. I thought that it was a mistake putting it on. I thought it caused confusion and lots of other things, and it did. The fact is, we ended up, as you see, we ended up finishing number two for the week in My Apprentice. But it took a little while to get there because there was such confusion.
The first
people
week
didn't
was
know what
bad,
to.
Right?
Yeah, people didn't know what to think. They didn't know what show to watch. They didn't know what was going on. It didn't work. Martha, frankly, didn't do well in The Apprentice. And she sort of took shots at Mark Burnett and myself and tried to blame us. I said, what do we have to do with it? I mean, you have a show. It didn't have the temperament. It didn't have the mood. And she tried. It didn't work. And I heard this three or four times. And then finally I jotted down a little letter. And sadly, the letter got picked up by the press. And it became like this national, international crazy deal. And people are still talking about it. But I like Martha. You know I like Martha. Martha used to like me, probably doesn't anymore, but that's okay. You know,
true or false, she says that you said you were passing the mantle to her.
Yeah, well, that's false. Look, I had the number one show on television. Right? That's like saying to Jennifer Aniston at the height of Friends, listen, you're going to get off, we're going to replace you. In all fairness, why would NBC or Mark Burnett or anybody say, okay, you have the number one show, as you know, the number one show on television. Why would we get off that show and somebody else would come on and take my place? Now, what did take place is let's do a second version, and that's fine. Unfortunately, the second version wasn't popular. I was surprised by it. I never liked the idea of it, but I did think it was going to be successful. I was surprised by how badly it did. I think you were surprised by how badly it did.
Why didn't it work?
It didn't have the mood. It didn't have the temperament. I think Martha was trying to be overly nice, and you can't be particularly nice on the show. I was never nice. I was firm and solid and all those things.
But you can't be mean, though, can you? I mean, isn't that
a thin
line?
You have moments of meanness. You have moments of love. You have moments of, like, everything. But there was no energy on the show. It just didn't have the energy, and people didn't like it. You know, the bottom line is the ratings went down every week, down, down, down.
And why would that have affected you?
Well, I own the show with Mark Burnett, and Mark Burnett is a great guy, and he's a great friend of mine. And I was protecting Mark also, because to be honest, it wasn't his fault that the show didn't work. The show didn't have the right temperament or mood, and the mood is caused by the star.